This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, this one is called Ngisakuthanda on MUT Radio. 17 minutes after 9. Welcome to it. If we're going to breakfast show, it's the only way to start your day. Third and final hour on a Tuesday. You know it's dedicated to Knowledge Hub. But if it's your first time on the show, we have a feature called the Knowledge Hub, whereby we get to tackle a lot of things that affect our library services. And usually, we always have Mr. Maqi from the library services. And again today, he made no mistake. He joined us live in studio to speak about something interesting, reading. But yeah, he's joining us live, namhlanje. And as we're welcoming him on the show, we Knowledge Hub. Mr. Maqi, thank you so much for joining us on this week's version of Knowledge Hub.
Yes. Thank you so much. Good morning to our listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, namhlanje. You've got something interesting, namhlanje. It involves e-reading culture. Now, off air, you were saying that, I don't know. It's quite a very... It's inzima, especially for us. But take us through, man. What do you have for us, namhlanje?
Yes, yeah. So let's talk, friends, listeners, colleagues. Let's talk about reading. Why kube nzima for maybe sikhulume ngesiZulu. Why kube nzima kubantu abamnyama ukuthi bafunde izincwadi. I mean, there's even an insult ethi, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. it's bad, right?
Yes.
And well, there are other reasons. So, what I get in, let's try as the MUT, maybe if Sizama to change the direction and push through so that on the other scale, on the other side, we achieve a reading culture. Since then, what do we do, right? So, let's hope put our glasses on. All our activists, you know, people who like to see things change, people who want to transform. Yes, they enjoy reading, they enjoy literature. They are curious about things, but also, so they want to do something about it. So I guess
number one. Beautiful.
So number one is in the tryout in Kakulgas is that we don't have enough children's books.
Okay.
So they are expensive. Kota zibalulekile because izona ezifundisa umuntu from an early age to read the story. So if ufunda nge nganekwane and in ama pictures, so iyakusiza because it creates imagination, but also iyakusiza to associate amagama nama sounds
and the pictures.
Yes. Sina la shota khona kakhulukazi ke so kulelizwe lethi khona lapho la efika ishaye khona ke ishaye sekutheni mase sinomfundi owenza u grade 6 uthi akafunde nge language yakhe ngesiZulu, uma befunda ngesiZulu akakwazi ukufunda indaba zayiqeda umama ubona ubaba akakwazi ukusafunda understand ukuthi ithini i-meaning yaleyo nto leyo. So we're starting off from a very, you know, difficult place. So that is the starting point esingathika mhlawumbe because we can see ukuthi we push for ama interventions to promote children's book so that sizoqala at an early age ukuthi siyifake.
Oh wow. So that's the main problem is now as a country, that we don't have enough children's book.
Yes.
And reading is not emphasized kakhulu even in our primary schools.
Yes. So coupled with that is that, okay, so last funda corner in schools, in primary schools, there are no libraries. So in most places where people live, there are no public libraries as well. So access is a little bit difficult. Ibuye la kwi parent. Now let me tell you, to buy a children's book is very expensive. If you think a children's book is expensive, an 8-page children's book will cost the standard of 300-350. So it becomes, you know, difficult. Yeah.
Then umzali now is going to ask themselves, for what? This person goes to school anyways.
Yes.
Yeah. Ne.
Yeah.
Ish. Okay.
All right. So that is the one thing. It's not. I guess I'm going to see observe. See, you know, if you need money, maybe donate something. Right. So that is one. You know, two is supporting teacher instruction. So basically, you also need to have educators. Now we call them educators who are also able to instill the love of reading. So you need that teacher who's going to be interested and curious, and excites young people to enjoy reading. Because reading can be difficult, I mean, let's be honest. Mm. Reading is something that you must learn, you must practice. And if you are failing to read, you become a joke. Especially in primary school, I mean, onke umuntu ugcina sesaba ukuya phambili ngoba meke wafunda wangingiza yabazomhlela. So nje ya, so udinga uthisha nabo babe naso leso snack naleso skill leso sokuthi bakwazi. Yes, we know ama class sizes makhulu, ingane ezo 60, this and that's problem. Kodwa one of the shortcomings is esibe nayo iba lapho ke yokuthi nase esikoleni kubakho leyo gap yokuthi uthisha ufana afundise lento naye akekho well equipped.
Chances are loyal teacher doesn't even have a read, is not even reading something at the moment. It could be possible.
It's possible, yes. It's possible. Ngoba vele, you would hope ukuthi nabo bebodwa la behlangana khona so they have interest and they talk about these things. It becomes, you right. So akube khona culture esikoleni ukuthi books are
for everyone. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Then enye ke sithatha ke buzo shathina ke buta wethu is we also need ama role models in the home. So uma ngifike ekhaya angifice ubaba efunda, angifice umalume with a book. If ngene ebhasini, let me find someone else. I mean, angabe ngathi manje if I'm reading a book, hey, uyayitshela who do you think you are, yabo into le. So enye buyishaya, I mean one of the sad things, one someone said in one workshop many years back, wathi we all know Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is not a living creature. It's why it's the world's most famous non-living. It's a creation.
$90
is Zulu.
Sorry?
Now Mickey Mouse
is Zulu.
A character, a non-living. We understand school, man. We don't. So again, the challenge I can say is saying, if we push a literary culture, it will not come. Let's see. First, we're not Roman Juliet.
Wait.
It's as you say. So normally, everybody has read it at some point, and we understand what to Roman Juliet thing. So that is where the issue comes. As much as we're encouraging kids to read. Got a night, we should show them how this is done. Take up that newspaper, take up that magazine, take up that book, and also discuss it as well. So it's look on the interest. So we are especially good thing I hand is my biographies. So people that we know. So it's always good to start there if you are pushing interest. On
yes, definitely.
Any interesting thing I mean, going through Lama resources. What during a lockdown? There were many book clubs that sprang up because I think people were stuck at home looking for things to do.
Yes.
But it's a show by life. To the point where so more book clubs were buying books than even our public libraries as well. So which means lending ends there. I mean, especially through our book clubs.
Yes, definitely.
Then I think the other point is, as a country, we're not doing so bad. I mean, already since 1991, Unetim Kotima won Nobel Prize for Literature. In 2003, we had J.M. Kutim. So we do have a tradition, maybe, of having good writers.
Mm.
So, and also, and now saying encourage this young person who's listening here now, who own an interest in telling stories, own an interest in writing material, please do more. Give us more of those. Maybe we have any content interesting routine that pushes us as well to see food. But please, if you are aiming to write a book, just because it is easy these days to copy and paste, you know, to self-publish, but as push any quality. So I can emphasize that there are AMA writing competitions, like your Sunday Times Award, your Essay Book Awards.
Mm.
That can become your springboard, you know, to show yourself. But before you get there, usually you need to develop your audience. So I mean, if we check Sunday Times in 90,000 readers every week.
Mm.
Which means as a writer, if you get published there or read to an audience, then no, so it's so
cool.
It's not doing so badly. There's 24,000 every day. So that's I mean, so and also for in regional SA KZN, so it's not bad.
Yeah,
those are sales. So so in Raspberry, mhlambe ihlesho abantu about 10 or so as a platform for someone who's writing as well, something to explore. Interestingly, Ihegon Hesrenos, if you pronounce it correctly, Afrikaans magazine is so more than 160,000
a day
every week.
Oh, every week.
Yeah, it's but to consider what in the Sunday Times, English is spoken by not just by English speakers, home language. Yes. Chances are you just said mainly African speaking people and some colored speak African speaking colors as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see with illiteracy, reading culture there is well established.
Wow.
Because they found something interesting. So maybe Natalie, let's identify maybe those outlets as of color. I introduce our audiences, Kutina. These media outlets and also shows like we have put out where we are talking about these issues, and hopefully it will become a conversation as a spread to other places. And the next one, a point, is it democracy? So I mean, people always say, why is it we expect a lot from a government, because if a government wins a kahle kuningi if government wins a gabi, let me tell you, konakala konke. I mean, again, I'm talking to that young person, maybe on a dream of a president. One day, would say, now here's the agenda, here's the manifesto. So glad that I come to say six support.
Yes.
In King Spain, I'm doing apartheid. It was so worried about books. They would burn a book if they feel good. It was saying something that they didn't like.
That conveyed the message in Klampe.
Yo, they will send a poet to exile. They will translate anything he sees will just corner to understand. So they established that mechanism you got in the show about. So perhaps it contributed to somehow explaining how what we say and how we talk, maybe. Whether for now it's an open society, so it's a democratic space. Let us use it. So let us use this to exchange ideas, to say the things that need to be said and explore. And the last one is that we do need our libraries, we do need our museums. So we do need not to visit our libraries. Public libraries are using now, please. Our museums, very interesting spaces as well, because what they do is that besides books, they also keep our objects.
So you
might find, if you're interested with technology, you might find the first keyboard, and it sparks something in your mind. It inspires you to read. And also, we do need to have, I mean, the publishing industry in South Africa is not doing so badly as well. I mean, they say almost 1 million books get published in this country every year. And Saba Nogosho, how many? I think it's about 2,000, for example, in 2020. So not many gets published in local languages. One of the reasons is no one is going to buy them in the first place. Kotagenje, books do get published. And the people who end up reading most of those books are Basayikoleni. The most people who read my books are prescribed. It's Basayimativets. So now that I didn't know. So Kubona, I mean, I've seen them carrying my books.
Yeah.
Our students carry handbags for ladies and for guys, nothing. So please, I mean, yes. I think we need to change this. So when you come to class, bring a book. So let's make it a happy.
Yes.
Let's tell our story.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think this is one of, I think through reading, because there's a whole lot of information that is on those books.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into a library, you can literally change your life.
Yes.
By the information on Aitola just for free.
Yes, I mean, reading is private, right? So because if you're reading something you disagree with, again, it's a private conversation between you and whoever wrote the book at that time. So
yes.
Which is nice. And also, if you agree, it is a good thing. But also, if it expands your mind, like we're saying, imagination, if you become a different person.
How now can we do this as an institution now, as Imangosuthu? How do we ensure, as you were saying, that we see our students holding handbags, and for guys it's just backpacks or nothing? How now do we enforce this culture of reading amongst our students?
So I think like I mean two things that happened some time back. I think lockdown has affected. One is we our students used to get together usually once a week, even Friday or something, to share poetry. So there's one area most students will say, because poetry is words and it is spoken words, it is imagination, it is creativity. It allows them, you know, to start imagining things differently and placing the value on words. Of course, I mean, you can't be repeating the same poem every week, so you need to start writing more. So as an introduction, perhaps let's explore the tema residence way too, because my society's way, let's talk, Uguti, how then do we find the platforms to share our poetry. The other one also that we explored was book clubs, where we get together and discuss interesting books. Again, we keep on trying to invite people here to people are shy to come and discuss. Hopefully, it's going to happen soon in this show as well to discuss books. But it's a space because you can't read everything. And sometimes the issues that you are not interested in, you end up learning. So those are some of the two areas to explore in a recreational way, besides just the academic books that we have to read anyway.
Definitely. Do we still have those book clubs? Are they still operating at the moment?
Let me be positive and say hopefully they are somewhere there. Please show up, show yourself so that we also keep up and also we engage each other around those ones.
Definitely. Yeah. Because I remember there was a student, there was a meeting that was held, I think, the past 2 weeks by VC in conversation. There was a student who said, "Ubuya kwi book club." And I was so interested to say, oh, there are book clubs at MUT as well.
Yes, yeah. Now, my book clubs, asses are cool. There's so much to learn from. There's so much from sharing. And so it's a nice space. Abantu abathanda ibhola, they get together playing soccer. Reading is, it can be isolating, it can be lonely sometimes.
Yes.
So in a book club, you get to share, you get to meet other people, you get to interact. So it's a nice place.
No, Mr. Matsu, thank you so much, Siyabonga kakhulu, for your time as well. So you have got something here. Interestingly, take us through what's happening.
Oh yes, yeah. We have mentors at MET. So
oh.
I mean, at 11, we'd be talking to them as well as one of the people who can facilitate some changes. So we'll be having that piece of paper there. I'll give you guys an update next week.
So it's
a conversation about what role they themselves as well can play to as peers to encourage their fellow students to read and to do things differently.
I think that's one space singazange sesifikelele khona with our mentors and previously, because Nama also had a mentor. I also was a mentor to some students. I think we did not emphasize the culture of reading.
Yes,
so
yes,
I like that you mentioned that Tuguti, especially this month.
Yes.
Emphasize this culture of reading.
Yes, I know. First, I'm glad to say that. April 23, it is internationally, it is World Book Day. So pick up a book and read, at least if you must, on 20 April. But again, we'll share more with that.
I know. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, Mr. Michael, for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, I always feel good after this feature, because it motivates me. Like, actually, you should start reading. And I think we've been speaking about this because I have to be honest. I'm one of those people who are not currently reading anything.
Yeah.
I mean, last time I read something was a novel. I don't know if you'd encourage us young people to, because it seems like we are more reading our novels more than anything.
Yes, I know. In fact, I like what I said now. Just one. Google it, because I think it's there on Google. All of us. There's a very interesting story about us black people and reading and writing. It's called The Toilet. I think it was a metric reading in 1 year.
Okay.
So The Toilet. So it's a nice short story about 1,000 words. So anyone can, very accessible, nice to read, and very inspiring. Exactly. It would make you feel even better.
Wow. No, definitely. It will make me feel even better. I like that. No, thank you so much, Mr. Michael, for your time. We'll see you next week on the Knowledge Hub.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.